Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Bet Sweats. It's a Tuesday. It continues. The football continues. Our lives continue, I think. We had two games last night. We'll talk about both of them and how they went. We've got a Heisman watch coming up in about 20 minutes. More changes in that as we are ramping up towards the start of everyone to get into conference play there. NFL futures, whether it's team, whether it's awards, some new favorites are out there. Just coming out this morning that I find really interesting. Couple of great guests as well. The Bear, Chris Felica, and Will Brinson from CBS Sports on the NFL. Hey, Sam.
I feel prophetic, but in the worst way, because on Friday, I was logging into all of my contests and jamming Raiders +3.5 in. And then by Monday morning, yesterday, so defeated from the weekend. As you just heard, I came out and said, I can't wait to watch Geno Smith throw three picks on Monday Night Football. Prophetic in the worst way. Not the best way. Not because the Raiders covered, but because in between viewings of the Charlie Sheen Netflix documentary last night that we're watching in this household, very good, by the way.
Okay.
I decided, you know what? I want to watch the first drive. Because I saw on X that the Raiders were going to get the ball and they were going to come out on the field. And I said, all right, let's turn Netflix off, crank on the YouTube TV. Let's just see how they start. Smith takes the snap, drops back, and first pass is intercepted. Right off. Good night. That's it. Don't need to see anything else. You can follow it on the phone these days. You can follow it in group threads. Three picks. Probably could have had four or five last night. I hate the NFL already. Week two just ended, and I hate it.
Here's the worst part. After all that hype all offseason, we can't even really find joy in GRP's 0-5.
Nope.
I can't. Because who are we? Who am I to laugh at anybody else? With the way this NFL season has started, I talked myself into the over. It looked fine at halftime, and then nobody scored a touchdown in the second half of the game. I think it was 3-3 in the second half. Fan-freaking-tastic. All right, let's go chronological order, and we won't feel sorry for ourselves because everybody loses picks. We're going to have hot streaks as well. That's what's going to happen. It's a long, long season. We got 15 weeks of regular season football left, buddy. We got a long way to go. It's just, we're just coming stumbling out of the blocks.
So after I flipped the Charlie Sheen doc back on, it's a two-parter. And again, I would highly suggest anybody who was a movie fan in the 90s and was a fan of Platoon, Wall Street, Major League, I would highly suggest you check it out. And then gets into the 2.5 men days, all the things off the field for Charlie Sheen, pun intended, off the field. So after I flip off the TV and go back to the Netflix doc, so Geno Smith throws the pick on the first pass of the game for the Raiders. And then I flip the doc back on, and Charlie Sheen starts going into this rant about winning, winning. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. The timeliness of the interception followed by the winning rant, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. I also, I know you were going to get into something there. I wanted to read one more thing.
Yeah.
So Evan Abrams had this tweet about NFL favorites. And I saw it, and it made me want to go to the bathroom. At Evan H. Abrams, tremendous follow for Gambling Trends. Just very, very solid stuff. NFL closing favorites of 4 points or more are now 12-0 this season. 12-0. Mm-hmm. So those are your teams minus four and higher. Minus four, five, six, seven, you get it. 12-0 this season. And since week 13 of last year, those same NFL favorites of 4 points or more are 64-7 straight up. 64-7. That is a 90.1% clip. It's easy. It's easy. And I got bookies yesterday on Texas. I got a bunch of bookie friends, Chicago, Vegas, Florida. They're sending me these bet slips. And it's guys making five-leg, six-leg parlays, just money lines. Money line, money line, money line, money line, money line. And I sent you a couple of them.
Yep.
Guys are just parlaying favorites and winning thousands of dollars. And we've been doing this a long time, you and I. 15 years, 20 years. I don't ever remember it being so simple to just take favorites and parlay them together on the money line and have them come through. At a 90% clip since week 13 of last year, these favorites of minus four or higher are getting home.
Yeah. I'm pushing the cart yesterday afternoon, and you send me a couple of those slips at Costco as I'm passing by the idiots waiting 20 minutes for a rotisserie chicken because they can't wait to get that dinner going. Like, how long are you going to wait? It's not that. Okay, fine. It's cheap, I guess. Fine. And I look at it and I just said, why aren't we doing this? And I think you said, because we're stupid.
Yep. That's why.
Because I think we had the same conversation at the end of last year. Why aren't we just doing this? And Murray jokes about it and basically says, yeah, the NFL's easy. And every week when you have sports media asking the question to certain books, what do you need? How you looking? How's your week going? I'll let you know after Monday night. Because everything is tied to Moneyline parlays on Monday night. If the favorites win, we're going to be in trouble. If the favorites lose, we'll be happy. One favorite lost last night, one favorite won, but the one that was the higher point spread wins and covers, the one that was a shorter point spread that people were kind of unsure about, shorter than a field goal, that one had the upset very late in the game. So let's just go with the later game because you had the Vegas side, I had the over, loser, loser, just fade us. It's easy at the start of the season. You mentioned the three interceptions. They all come on deep passes. As good as Geno looked in week number one, he looked just as terrible in week number two. On passes of 10 yards or more down the field, 0-10, three interceptions. 0-10, three interceptions. You mentioned the three picks. There was a lot going on here, but something else that stood out, it probably would have been the number one story if Geno Smith wasn't so terrible. You've got Tom Brady up in the coach's booth. You've got a report that he's talking to Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator, three times a week. And then after the game, Pete Carroll comes out and says, no, that's true. Not true. That's not happening. Okay. Like, you're monitoring all of your offensive coordinator's phone calls with the owner. Okay. Whatever, Pete. And then you've got Genty. You took this guy with the 6th overall pick. And we're at 2.4 yards per touch. 11 carries, 43 yards for Genty. They have no offensive line to speak of. How's that thought process? Let's take a running back 6 overall, and that's going to fix everything when you don't have an offensive line.
It's a problem. It really is. So many ways. And you look at the market now, and Genty's starting to crawl down the board for the offensive rookie of the year. Tyler Warren.
Yes, sir.
Colts tight end. is favored now at multiple sports books. Now, BetMGM took this market down. I imagine they're going to have it back up at some point today as they recalibrate the numbers. But I saw this morning multiple books have Tyler Warren as the favorite. Ironically enough, that's the tight end the Bears passed on to take Colson Loveland. Not to wedge the Bears into a conversation, but you pass on Jaden Daniels, and now you pass on Tyler Warren. Daniels won the award last year. Warren is now the favorite after 2 weeks this year. Long way to go, of course. The Brady thing is really interesting because he has a very interesting chronological timeline next week. He's going to be on the call. Fox's game of the week. Is the Bears and Cowboys. So all week long, he's going to be in production meetings and phone calls with Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, Shoddy, Dak, you know, part of the job. You're the lead analyst for a national company that I happen to work for as well. So I should probably be careful here, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. So after he's in all these meetings and trying to figure out the ins and outs of the Bears and the Cowboys, guess who the Bears play in week four? The Las Vegas Raiders, who Tom Brady is orchestrating the offense with, along with Chip Kelly. This is a banana story.
How's this allowed? How is this allowed? It is. It is. And I don't know. See, here's the other thing. Do we know that Brady knows anything? Is Brady good at being a quote coach because he's, you know, being a de facto assistant coach, I guess, in some sense, as part owner in these meetings, in these talks? I don't know. A lot of times you can do it, but you can't teach it. You can't coach it. We see that all the time in this league. So I don't even know if that's a positive thing for Vegas at this juncture. On the Chargers side, Harbaugh covers again on the road. 30-14-2 ATS. They destroy him in the box score. And something I notice, it's not a fantasy thing, but I guess it can be, whether it's props or whatever. What I've noticed with Roman this year and Herbert at the helm through two games, small sample, they are spreading the ball out evenly. Like late last year, it was all McConkey, right? It was like, when's Johnson going to do anything? All three of them are lifting their share, right? Last night was Johnson, 3 for 71 on 7 targets. Keenan Allen gets into the end zone, 5 for 61 on 7 targets, the exact same. McConkey catches all 5 targets for 48 yards. They're really spreading the ball around evenly, and it seems like that is part of the plan. Unfortunately for you, slow start for Hampton, but it looks like he's still their dude, and he'll get his opportunities.
He will. If you want balance, here's what you do. On national television for the whole country to watch it. 27 passing attempts, 26 rushes. That is balanced to a T. So you don't know what's coming when it's coming because of the versatility of their offense. And Herbert throws a beautiful ball, man. Holy cow, that thing just whips. I mean, he's got a rocket out of that right arm. And I think it was unfairly pedestaled a couple years ago when – you know, we had national media just want to wedge him into the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he was still in his third season in the league. I mean, now he's been in the league a handful of years now. This is year 5, I believe, for Herbert. And, you know, some guys get it right away. Other guys need proper seasoning and better coaching. He has done a complete 180 with Jim Harbaugh, a former NFL quarterback and a great offensive mind. Look at the odds right now. Look at the odds for the AFC West. Chargers, plus 110. Look at the odds for the MVP. Justin Herbert, co-third favorite with Jordan Love. Sir. Here's your MVP market right now. Coming into the year, it's Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, right? Not in that order, but those are the four. Those are the big four that we always talk about. Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. Now it's Allen and Jackson on line one, +3.25. And then on line three, Herbert and Love, 8-1. Allen, Jackson, Herbert, Love. Those are the four favorites for MVP right now.
Well, in the first game, Baker Mayfield becomes the second quarterback in the last 30 years to have a game-winning drive with less than 2:30 in the game left in back-to-back regular season games. Second time that's happened in the last 30 years. The other guy's Brett Favre. What a pickup fourth and 10, game on the line. He's hobbled, and he has that 15-yard scramble where he basically gets flipped, and he flies through the air. And for this Texans' great defense, there was no stopping the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on that final drive of the game. C.J. Stroud is not a top 15 quarterback. Say what you want about his O-line, about his weapons. He had Nico Collins last night, got into the end zone. Last year, all the injuries, this and that. He does not look good right now. He looks nothing like he did in his rookie campaign, and I don't have him as a top 15 guy. This offense is very concerning. Very concerning if you're going to back them, and they're having a rough start, and the Colts are having a great start. Something else we could talk about with team futures.
Shane Steichen, how long do they go in Indy without punting? We'll find out.
Wow. Unreal to even say that heading into week number three. Heisman watch on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats with you on a Tuesday morning. This is a BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sam, if we go to the very top of the board, what do we see in the Heisman Trophy race?
We see a Bet Sweats party. Is what we see. According to BetMGM, Carson Beck, John Mateer have the two best chances to win the Heisman Trophy. Hey now.
Woo! Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We have a Heisman watch on Tuesday mornings here on BetSweats. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon, 9 a.m. to noon. Hey, if you listen via podcast, make sure you guys leave us 5-star rating and review. We love any feedback on the show to tell us that you are listening. Even if you hate something, let us know about that. We always appreciate the hate for Jake coming up, whether it's through voicemails, which I heard we had a bunch of, Sammy. So we'll get to some voicemails later on in the show. I think that's coming up next hour. You can leave a voicemail via the Odyssey app. You go to BetMGM Network, and next to the Listen Live button, you can click on leaving a voicemail and record one. And we had an awful one last week that did not hit the airwaves, thankfully. Here's what I'm realizing, Sam, as I pull up the BetMGM app and I'm looking at the latest Heisman Trophy odds. I'm realizing about something we talked about at the end. If you're using your phone to read the odds, I don't have anything to magnify my phone, because usually I'm using the phone for a menu or for the computer screen. So I can make out. I think that's a 7-1 on Carson Beck at the very top there. And John Mateer, blurry, 9-1, the second favorite. You said it yesterday. Our guys in the summer, you said Beck is it. I ended up landing on Mateer after a week, and then after a second week, I'm like, okay, all right, this is it. I can see a 5-0 start. We'll see what happens with Auburn this week, but it is cool to look at the two guys that we have each talked about for Heisman Trophy, 1-2 here after it was Nussmeier a week ago. He falls off a little bit. Don't ask Brian Kelly about the offense.
We won the game 20-10. Don't ask about the offense. Lagway throws 5 picks and you turn that into 20 points. It's a very fair question. Maybe not the first question out of the gate, but I digress. Before I handle this Heisman conversation, I need to know. Remember a couple years ago, there was that question that was taking the internet by storm. If you had 5 fingers, and we all have
hot
5 fingers.
Sandwich.
No, nor am I talking about the dress either. Is it black and blue, or is it gold or whatever? It was, if you have 5 fingers and you could shoot something out of every finger, what would you take? And some people were saying water, nacho cheese, ketchup, barbecue sauce. I'm picturing if you had answered that question, it's just 5 flashlights.
I just need one.
I don't know, man. You might need a couple. You might have to go with, like, you know, I almost threw a gang sign up on BetSweat, so I'm not going to do that. You'd need at least 2, though.
Like, so in my mind, I'm justifying it not being my fault, because I'm pretty sure that staring at a ring light for 3 hours a day is not good. I don't know if there's been any studies, but I don't think it's good. Does it get to you or no?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
It does for me.
It is bright. I mean, no doubt. And I mean, we're all going to go blind anyway from staring at phones and screens for the last 20 years of our lives.
True.
Following up in the chat, Paul does not remember this question. Jake does remember the question. So that makes sense. But yeah, it was basically, if you could have something come out of every finger, what would you do? It was a very hot topic in the streets about 5 years ago.
I do not remember this. I do not remember this, but Paul takes another age shot at me, and he's doing this to make him feel better about himself. I don't know if you've noticed this. So he's having a tough time being in his 40s. So he keeps attacking me like he's Ed Egross. So that's
where lines have been crossed, sir. Wow.
They kind of look alike, don't they? They kind of, I mean, if you really, like, lower the lens a little bit, they
exactly. Exactly.
You guys obviously have eye problems. I'll just say
no
that.
Doubt.
I mean, Joe,
clearly Joe does.
Paul does. Paul, it's coming. Laugh it up now. Yuck it
I
up.
I will.
It's on
I'm
the way.
Enjoy it while I can.
Aren't you guys like 2 years apart in age?
Exactly. Yeah. And for some reason,
but what's the real
20.
Feel, Sam? I mean, the real feel is like a decade.
I mean, I was out with Paul for Monday night. I did not see Paul go to the flashlight to read the menu, to be fair.
He wouldn't do that in public. He's not going to do that. That's not happening. We know behind closed doors, there are a lot of things.
Never had glasses. Just have, like, not even perfect vision, better than perfect vision. So I'm sorry. Some of us are not, you know, the LASIK is not coming for me.
You did pull it off
right
well,
there.
Paul.
There's ahead, 100% Jake, chance Paul would rather read something incorrectly and just be way wrong than ever use the flashlight. 100%.
Yeah.
And I did find it ironic that he just kind of scanned the menu and went, chicken fingers. You know, you can always get chicken fingers. Maybe he couldn't read the menu and he was just playing it off.
Where he goes.
Zoom on fingers. The phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So Heisman, I wanted to throw a name out there because at this point we could sit here and we could talk about our positions until we're blue in the face, but that's no fun. I mean, if you tailed us on either Becker, Mateer, or both, you're in a good spot. Now what? For me, I still haven't added anyone, and I'm upset at myself because I should have joined your party and you should have joined my party. We could have bet each other's guys. You said no.
I said I know. I'm mad. I keep every time I hear Carson Beck's name, I think about seeing that 37 over the summer that I didn't bet. It's stupid.
Yeah, and I didn't jump in on Mateer either at 25 or 20. And now it's staring me in the face at 9, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, I missed it. But this is the one market where you can miss it and still be okay. I mean, he's going to put up big numbers. With him, it's staying healthy. That's my big concern with Mateer. It's a big schedule, big time, big opponents, big programs. It's going to take a lot of hits against a lot of power teams. So my concern is jumping in at 9, I'm not going to get the best of it, and you're not going to get the best of it either on Beck at 7. But they could both obviously still win. But what I'm getting at is if I was looking to add somebody now, BetMGM has this guy at 25-1. And I didn't check this morning because it just hit me as I was scanning the odds. Best price you can get is a 30-1. He is a star in the Big 12, a very weak conference. A lot of passing, no defense. And if you look at his stats right now, he's got 11 touchdowns and one pick. 923 yards with a quarterback rating of 81, which is pretty good. I mean, that's a top rating in the country, one of the top ratings. It's Baron Morton at Texas Tech. And I know that their schedule has not been great. That's being very kind. It's been a very bad schedule so far, but this offense is legit. Now, they've played Pine Bluff, Kent State, and Oregon State. But this Big 12 stinks. I mean, you go to Utah this weekend, and that's a very important game. If he could put up 3 touchdowns on Utah, now we're talking. And then you got at Arizona State, at Kansas State. There are opportunities here against better teams and better defenses. But Morton's a guy that's battled injury issues. He's had all kinds of things. It's been like operation for him in his career. But his O-line is very good. And remember, Texas Tech is the team that spent the most money this offseason in NIL. And they've spent it mostly on offensive protection or production. They are loaded. And they have a coach that's trying to score 50 points a game. So I think I'm finally going to jump in on somebody else. At 30-1, Baron Morton is going to get my money at some point ahead of the Utah game. It has to be ahead of Utah because a lot of people are saying, all right, do it against a real team. And he hasn't yet, but he could this weekend. And you look at that market for this game, Utah and Texas Tech, Utah's a 3-point favorite. What are they saying? These teams are equal on a neutral, right? If home field's worth 3-4 points and Utah's a 3-point favorite, the odds makers are telling you without telling you that these two teams are equal on a neutral. So they could go into Utah and win. And if he outduels Devin Dampier, another Heisman riser, what does the number go to then? That's the guy I'm going to add. It's Baron Morton. 25 at MGM, high side of the market is a 30. This is going to go to a quarterback this year. I'm sorry, boys and girls. This is a quarterback award, and this is a quarterback year. Baron Morton is the next guy that I'm going to bet.
Especially after the year when it doesn't go to a quarterback, they always come back. It's going back to a QB the following season. All right, I like that. Look, you know I like Texas Tech. That was my pick to win the conference. I like them to make the playoff. That was about 4-1, so that makes a lot of sense to me. He can get some credit. I have someone in the exact same range I want to throw your way, and then a super long shot that just kind of stood out, and it's just because of the numbers early on. But 35-1, Jordan Maiva hasn't played anybody. USC quarterback through 3 games. Almost 1,000 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, 8 in total because he ran it in twice, and no interceptions. Again, it was Purdue last week, Georgia Southern before that, Missouri State before that. So not getting a ton of credit at this moment. But offensively, their metrics are off the charts. So 35-1, that grabbed my attention. And if you look at USC's schedule, okay, what kind of big moments could he have? There are some challenging road games for the Trojans. They go to Illinois, they go to South Bend, and they have to play at Oregon late in the year. Their last game on the season is against UCLA, which they should destroy, against a team that has an interim head coach after firing Deshaun Foster over the weekend. That kind of went under the radar a little bit with everything happening in football, which we've got to get to at some point. So Maeva stands out 35-1 and a super long shot. I'm only bringing it up because he leads the way in EPA. He's a dual threat quarterback. Maybe a game we're talking about this weekend. What if Arkansas is kind of like hanging around? What if they're not terrible this year? And you look at Green, Taylen Green, 150-1. I just look at the numbers. And if you look right now at EPA, number one is Green at 35. Number two is Gunnar Stockton at 27. Like, there is a big gap. Understood, haven't gotten to the tough part of the schedule yet. But what if they're decent? He's going to get all the credit for Arkansas. So Maeva 35, Green 150. Those were the two names that I was looking at this morning.
If you had to pick one, do you have a favorite of the two, or are you kind of splitting hairs right now?
Oh, yeah, Maeva. Yeah, there's no question. Okay. I mean, Green's just a super long shot, dart throw kind of a thing that it just 150-1 guy is leading the way in a key stat category, and it's probably going to be a quarterback, and he's a dual threat guy. So that's the only reason I bring him up.
Paul's got a guy, he said, that is down the board. Who is it?
So I say this as someone that's holding a Ty Simpson 20-1, watched it go out to 50-1, and now it's back to 20-1. I also watched him in the box score. It's a 75-yard touchdown pass. There's a screen pass thrown up here. The guy had to go up for, bring it down, and then take it 75 yards. You guys already answered this question saying it's a quarterback year. But if our priors were right on Alabama, they make it to a playoff team. The board figures it out. And this guy is covering for, I don't know, maybe a mid-quarterback and also kind of the savior for DeBoer. Ryan Williams, can he be Devontae Smith at 100-1? That's my question.
Of course he could. I don't like his chances when you stack up all these quarterbacks. Beck, Mateer, Moore, Stockton, Nussmeier, Reed. You know, that's a pretty serious list right now. But I'm not going to
talk. And you got to beat Jeremiah.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk anybody out of a bet at 100-1. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't bet it. I mean, this is certainly the time to buy it because I remember him. He was, wasn't he like 30-1 coming into the season or 40-1? Mm-hmm. And now he's out to 100. So, I mean, this would be the time to buy, no doubt. Jeremiah, MGM has it 16-1. But I don't like their quarterback. He's very, I don't know. I can't get a feel on Julian Sain. And he's young. He started two or three games in college. It's not really fair to do that to the kid. But I don't think Smith should be 16 and Williams should be 100, Paul.
And, again, he's in the name. I see the guy, the names next to him. It's like Lenore Sellers and Kay Klubnik. It's like, all right. But, yeah. But just a name, as I was watching the game and I'm seeing those plays develop as we're doing inside the betting lines, 12-4 Eastern on Saturday with P.J. Glasser. It kind of came to mind. Again, it was Wisconsin, who was also giving up deep shots to Middle Tennessee State the week before. And now he's got a bye week and then to get even healthier and then go through that monster SEC slate. So that was a thought there.
Is that an every week thing? You're doing that show?
Every Saturday. Nice. Every Saturday.
Very good. Very good. We're not going to bet it at this number. I just bring it up because it's Georgia. Does Stockton have a real chance?
He might. He looked good in his first road start. He did. I mean, going into Neyland is not easy. The one guy that I wanted to talk about is Altmyer. The hundreds are starting to go away. They beat Indiana. Then guess where Big Noon Kickoff goes?
Oh.
Champaign for Illinois USC.
You laughed at me last week.
I'm not betting it.
150 I see still. There's one 150 out there. Joe O, Sammy P, NFL Futures Other Side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Cincinnati Bengals talking about their quarterback injury. There's Zach Taylor. Welcome back, Joe O. Sammy P. with you. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. And quarterback injuries, certainly one of the leads at this point in the season, Sam. Of course, yesterday we talked a lot about Burrow, what's going to happen with Jake Browning, and Burrow's going to miss a few months. He's going to have turf toe surgery. And then after the show, what do you know? We get word that there are a couple other starting quarterbacks in the league that are injured. Your guy from Sunday night is going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy. He's got an ankle injury. And my first reaction was, I'm glad that I didn't bet him for comeback player of the year. That odds market, that market has moved a whole bunch. It's going to be Carson Wentz. KOC is going to be tested. Everybody says you're a genius. You're going to turn everybody's career around. You did it with Sam Darnold last year. We'll see about McCarthy, but it looks like Wentz has a couple starts. And now you've got Wentz going up against Browning. GRP bet Minnesota -3.5, Sammy.
Did you see what the market did after the game, though? So it crossed through 3. McCarthy news comes out, goes to 2.5. And I'm thinking, can it really go that much more? Is there really that big of a drop-off between McCarthy and Wentz? The answer should be no. So it hits 2.5. GRP's getting roasted over the coals. And then it gets shoved right back to 3. So as we sit right now, Minnesota's a 3-point favorite. So they're saying that the drop-off, at least now, between two games of J.J. McCarthy and Carson Wentz is only a half point. And the total came down as well. Went from 42.5 to 41. And now you look at circa 42.5. So the initial reaction was, let's bet away from Minnesota, of course. Let's bet the under. But then there was a shove right back to three and right back to 42 and now 42.5. So really the market is saying that there's no drop off between the two.
That's fair. You've scored a touchdown in 1 out of 8 quarters. That's a fair conclusion right now in week 3 after all the struggles that he went through at home against mediocre, subpar, whatever you want to call it, Falcons defense. Like, that was the issue with Atlanta. Nobody wanted to back Atlanta because they have no sense of a pass rush. Well, 4 rookies were being impactful all Sunday night. So, yeah, that is fair when you take a step back. Like, oh, and we're around the key number. We're going to go right through a key number? Go and then downgrade a Wentz? Like, no, maybe not. And we've seen how KOC has worked with other veterans in the past. Okay. And you got 2 backup quarterbacks. That's where we're at in week 3. And then we got Jaden Daniels. They're calling it day-to-day. Knee injury. Vegas. Geno Smith awful last night, 3 picks, and it's Vegas against Washington, and we don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to play in this one.
Market says no. I mean, there's no way with a healthy Jaden Daniels, Washington's only 3.5 points better than Vegas at home. There's no way. That's not a thing. If you look at the board, I know you and I use OddsLogic. We have the screen up. This market is down at several places. They don't even have a line up. So if you have these books like Pinnacle, Circa, Superbook, South Point, not even have a line up, that's the ultimate admission of we don't know. So the numbers that are hanging now are guessing. If Daniels gets ruled in, this is going to float. I mean, it can't be 3.5. The other side is, if he does play, is he healthy? You know, a knee injury is a serious deal. And I look, 3.5 tells me he's not going to play. That's what it tells me. That's what the number tells me. I have no intel on this. I have no inside information. We're not even going to find out until Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't think. I mean, look, if somebody wants to drop a news bomb after our show, fine. But I don't think the market is going to find out. Most times we don't find out until Thursday, Friday. But you're with me on that, right? I mean, if he's healthy and he's playing, Washington's not 3.5 at home. This number is closer to 6, right?
Well, it was. When they didn't know about this, it was 6, 6.5.
Yeah, so, it's got to be. I mean, if the Chargers are 3.5 in Vegas, the Commanders have to be near 6. So that's where we're at. Just a weird, weird situation where you have some books posting the number, hanging 3.5, and then other books that take big limits just have it off the board.
Yeah. On a Tuesday, is it worth putting it up there when you don't know of the quarterback and you have such a big difference between the numbers? I understand why they don't post it. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, if we get to later in the week, like, yeah, I'll probably be the first person complaining. But to have it down on a, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world before you have much information because there is such that gap. But the competition is heavy among sports books. And so some of the rec books are like, look, we're not taking monster bets anyways. Why the hell not post a number? And they're doing it. And I think that's a good thing. If they're just looking to compile bets, people trying to guess on what the situation is going to be with Washington, I understand why you would keep that number out there. One more thing that we didn't get to earlier when we talked about Monday Night Football. The room. It stink again. When you look at the player props between the two games for Monday Night Football, and that's what we had in the room yesterday, Omarion Hampton over 53.5, loser. Nico Collins over 75.5, loser. Herbert over 14.5 rushing, there's your winner. Schultz over 35.5 receiving, loser. Bowers over 62.5 receiving, loser. 1-4, the room continues. Week 2 of Monday Night Football.
I don't think Brian Gerch has had to edit that lower third graphically in a month. So if you're watching the show right now on Stadium or Twitch or YouTube, the lower third graphic says, where's the room? ?? Slaughtered. That's where the room is. The room is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's changed that since the first week of college football, because it is a constant conversation on this show. What is the room like, and how bad will the room be? And here we are at the end of every week, just kind of ignoring it. Eh, we'll do this ourselves.
We know more.
We'll do our own handicapping.
We're smarter. We're smarter. We're basically saying that we're smarter than the books, right? Because the public sees numbers. They disagree with the numbers. They take their stance, and the book is right, meaning the book has a number there for a reason. And they get people to bet one side, and they win. So we're smarter than the books, of course. Yeah, after talking about a game 4 or 5 days, then you're like, oh, it's definitely happening. There's just no way it doesn't happen. Yeah. Well, okay, here's the reality. Here's our concern. And you voiced it during a break, but I had the same thing internally. And of course, because we've seen it a million times, right? You see something hot, it's like jumping on a hot trend. Oh, it's been hitting for a month, so it's going to keep going. You don't want to jump in when it loses. But the way some people are running right now, does it matter if you had one more loss?
No, the truth is, if you jump on it and the room decides to pull the horseshoe out of you know where and go 4-1, you have to stick to it. You have to fade the room big picture. It's not a 5-game sample size. It's a 100-game sample size. I mean, we're going to look up at the end of the year, because Paul's tracking these now in college and pro football, and I can't even imagine what the winning percentage is going to be at the end of the season. But if you were to jump in right now, this weekend, and the room goes 4-1, you can't quit. You would have to continue this over the course of the season.
Yeah, you can't flip either.
No, you can't flip, no. Paul, you have the numbers. I know I have them too. I just don't have them handy. If you can remind everybody of what the room is in college and pro football right now. I hate to throw you on the spot, and I'm kind of punting a little bit here to give you time. The room's record in college and pro, you got it?
So college football, and I didn't have the units for the props necessarily because I didn't look up the juice and they weren't listed when they sent them to us. So, but for college football sides, 2-18 minus 17.8 units, assuming your standard minus 110 on each side. NFL sides through just 2 weeks, right? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yep.
0-5, and then they went 3-2 this week, but that is a total of 3-7 for a grand total of minus 4.7 units on NFL sides. And then NFL props heading into last night, they were 4-6, minus 3.83 units, and then they went 1-4 again last night. So that is a total of 5-10 on NFL props and primetime games.
Pretty strong.
It's unbelievable how bad. Yeah. And to Paul's point, they haven't been putting the juice on the props. These are not plus 110, plus 130, plus 150. These are mostly minus 125, minus 140. In basketball season, it's minus 170. Remember, our favorite prop during the start of the NBA season was Karl Anthony Towns to make at least 1-3 at minus 250 or something like that. And he didn't make one. So that's one bet, but that's minus 2.5 units. The room is incredible. It's my favorite. It's my favorite bit on the show. It's so good.
I do think this is a beginning of the year thing. So how long is this going to go? That's the big question. That's the question on the show. How long can you do this? We've seen it happen in every sport since we started this show. The beginning of the year is horrendous. Extreme fade. So how long does that go? I think they've got another week left in them. What do we really know? What do they really know? Probably not much. Joe O, Sammy P. Let's talk some college football on the other side. The Bear, Chris Felica, joins us. You've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.